So I was born in a small town in central Pennsylvania called Huntington. Nobody's ever heard of it. It's near State College. And it was a very rural upbringing. Woo, one Huntington. That's rare. So it was a very rural upbringing. I did things like hunting. That was your normal daily life. After school, I would go out and I would shoot rabbits, squirrels, you know, whatever was in season, and bring them home to my mom and, you know, throw them on the counter. My mom would butcher them, make squirrel pot pie, rabbit stew, whatever, whatever I had shot. So I never really knew what I wanted to do when I grew up. I still don't. I wanted to do everything from month to month. I had no idea. I was a good student, and I was in a rock band in high school. So the people in the band were older, and the singer was going to Johns Hopkins for a master's degree. So I didn't apply to any colleges or anything, and I'm like, well, may as well follow him down. And a master's program takes most of your time, so we weren't playing any music, and I was hanging out in Baltimore, and I grew to love the city. So the city life was very different from my rural life, and I had brought rural living with me, and I would sit out back and shoot rats with a pellet rifle. And the neighbors at first were scared shitless of this guy. They thought I was a sociopath. I strongly remember walking down the alley with my Gamma pellet rifle and seeing a neighbor in the back doing dishes, and she just went, "Oh!" And I'm like, "Oh, hi, just your awkward neighbor shooting rats in the alleyway." So I, you know, the neighbors started to, you know, enjoy what I was doing. We would drink beer, we'd have a little bonfire, we would shoot rats, and they got into it. And the one neighbor, you know, went to Walmart and bought the pink pellet pump rifle and rhinestoned her name on it. So I wanted to make a logo for the neighbors that they would enjoy as our, like, little rat hunting club. And I started thinking, I'm like, you know, there's a lot of rats. We need a bumper sticker like Ocean City or any of those ocean towns you go to that has the oval. So I made a rat with B-A-L-T as a joke and had a buddy who printed T-shirts. And I said, "Hey, Chris, print me 10 of these shirts. I want to give them to neighbors." So I handed them out to my neighbors, and they would come home from, you know, the local pub and be like, "I was stopped by 50 people who somebody wanted to give me $100 for this T-shirt. They thought it was the funniest, most perfect shirt for Baltimore." And I'm like, well, okay. So I went back to my buddy, and I said, "Print me 50 of these shirts." In my head, I'm going to have a box of 50 T-shirts in my bedroom, not know what the heck to do with them. So I went up and down the avenue in Hamden. This is about 14 years ago or so, maybe a little less, 10. And went up and down, showed them the shirts. "This is totally disrespectful. No one will ever, ever buy this. I can't believe you would put something on such a shirt." Funny fact, a lot of those stores, as it got popular, then later wanted to carry my stuff. So I'm about ready to give up, and I'm parked outside of a store called Red Tree that is now Trove. And I'm just, "Oh, I'll try this one last store." I'm a beaten down, you know, 21-year-old kid. And I go into this sweet store owner from the South, and I plop this box of shirts down, and I said, "Nobody wants to buy these T-shirts. Do you want to buy these T-shirts from me?" And she's like, "Okay, okay, calm down. Let's see these shirts. You know, I'm beaten down." And she pulls the shirt from out of the box and goes, "Yes, I will buy every one of these shirts from you." And I'm like, "Somebody's going to buy these? Ha-ha, their problem now. I'm never going to have to see these shirts again. I'm taking the girlfriend out for dinner." So Of course, because I don't have my shit together, I left her no contact information, and this is the days of MySpace. And I later get a MySpace message, and is this Matt Faust who dropped off these rat t-shirts? We sold out of those, and we need more. So I couldn't believe it, and I was like, wait a second. I thought I was done with this. Like, I guess I have to print more of these shirts. So, that is how the logo has started. That and it's crazy that I have no idea what to tell people what I do when they're like, you know, I go back to a high school reunion. What do you do? I made this design that's got a rat. Baltimore's got it dirty. And, you know, I've ordered the stickers from the same place the whole time. I'm over 500,000 of these stupid stickers that I've sold. All 50 states. And it has created a job for me, basically. They're everywhere. And I recently did an interview, and I really had to think. They said, why do you think this works for Baltimore? And I had to think long and hard. Well, you see, I thought about this, and people in Baltimore are survivors. We have a lot of problems. We're always, you know, trampled on, beaten down. But just like rats, they always run for higher ground and always come out in the end. They survived the plague, just like the people of Baltimore will. And it works. And that's basically, when you see this on a bumper of a car, that's the story of it.